Welcome to another episode of Soul Searcher with Natalie Brown. This is your journey to spiritual enlightenment and soul alignment, and I'm so excited to share more of my wisdom, more of my love, and to lead and serve with love, and to be able to help you create the life that you absolutely love. Hello, everybody. It's nice to be here again today, and I wanted to give you another little update and also talk about the message that's come through very strongly today. As we're moving into this very, very potent energy this weekend, everyone can feel it, the full moon energy. And so there is a real calling for teachers of the truth to rise up. I want to talk about this a little bit from my own perspective, and I think this is important to share. Over the last, I'd say, year and 3 months, I have gone through a profound journey. And if you buy my new book, Centaur Emergence, you'll read a little bit more about that. And part of this journey is to really come to a space of realization throughout the upgrades, throughout the, you know, the many different experiences that I've had. The thread is always bringing me back to what is my truth. What is my truth? And it's brought me back to that point every single time of questioning what I'm being told, what I'm accessing, the information I'm accessing, the relationships that I'm having, everything. Like, what is my truth? What feels aligned? And I think the biggest thing that we are facing right now as human beings is coming back to our truth. This can happen in many different forms, and you can certainly feel the energy. What's happening is the energy is bringing up anything that is not the truth, everything that is not for our highest, greatest, and best good. And so it is inviting us to relook at our values. Okay, do we have values? Are they aligned with the energies of prosperity, positivity, love, peace? You know, what are those values that we are living, breathing, and being every single day? And you might ask to me, you know, what are values? Values are your non-negotiables. I always say to people, they are your non-negotiables. So if your value, for instance, is perfectionism, then you're going to have a hard time letting go of control. You're going to have a hard time letting go of the things that are really being pushed up at the moment for you to witness, to view, to work with, to heal, recalibrate, to shift through you. So it's about really reassessing our values. And why do we have values? As human beings, we live through and with values because that is what's our guiding light. Okay. If anything is outside of those values, perhaps your values are too harsh and you need to reassess your values and recalibrate your values and bring them more into alignment with energies that is more desirable for you or that you desire, which is love, peace, freedom, okay, a sense of compassion, whatever those values are, joy, you know, perhaps you need to reassess them right now. And especially we are being called to reassess our values and see where our values are, falling off the bandwagon, where these values are too harsh for us. Have we set such benchmarks and boundaries that we actually stopping ourselves from receiving flow and ease and grace and love and peace and compassion, which is ultimately where we are moving to? Okay. So what's very clear to me through the messages that are coming through me at the moment through spirit and from spirit is that there is no more hiding from the truth. Whatever your truth is, if it means that your values are not aligned and they need to be realigned, recalibrated, or you need to choose new values and integrate those values, embody those values, then so be it. Okay. Whether you are watching things that you're not meant to be watching and it makes you feel yuck and disgusting, and you feel like, oh, I don't resonate with this and this doesn't feel right to me. Whether you're in relationships that make you feel uncomfortable, that push your edges and make you feel like you're not yourself, okay, and that you are not living your truth. It's really bringing us to examine all those parts of us. And I feel this energy that we're in at the moment is going to really, it's like a pot that's being stirred. It's mixing up all our emotions. Every single person on this planet is feeling it at a certain level, okay? Whether you're a high vibrational being and you do all the inner work, whether you're not there yet, every single human being on this planet is feeling it and experiencing it. What is the, I guess, what is the key here is to always come back to what feels good and right for you, which is your gut, your heart space. If something feels off, and you know that I've said this many times before, then it clearly is off. So, as teachers of the truth, and I am a teacher of the truth, okay, we are being tested more than ever before to see whether we can stick to that truth. Now, what is truth? Truth is linked to, for me, by the way, is linked to my non-negotiables, to my values, to what is my non-negotiable? My non-negotiable is love. Love permeates everything that I do. It is in my work. It is in my connections. If that love is not there, I feel out of sorts. If I'm not giving that love to myself, I'm feeling out of sorts. That's my truth. So, teachers of the truth, it's about realigning to what is your truth. Perhaps your truth is freedom, okay? And I feel we all have that truth, but what is it that freedom means to you? Are you bound to a relationship that is not fulfilling you, or where there's no communication, where there's no love, where there's no respect? Are you in a relationship where you feel that you're on the back burner or on the back seat and you're not being seen, not being heard? What is your truth? How can you come back to your truth and truly see yourself, to feel worthy within yourself again, to feel worthy to be seen, to be feel worthy to be loved and understood? Because when you fully embody love, there is nothing else that, or you will not feel that you are not loved, because it's almost like there's no mirror reflection from someone else. You only receive love when you are love. Okay. However, love can be pretty crazy. And I have to say this because I'm a teacher of love as well. Love can be pretty crazy. Why do I say that? Love can be fierce. Love can be passionate. Love can be incredibly eye-opening. Okay. Love can bring you to your knees in many different ways where you are reassessing your life and you're really looking at your life in ways that you've never done before. Love changes your perceptions on things completely. And so, right now, there is a real calling for finding your truth. Where does your truth lie? Does it lie in listening to other people and taking on board their conversations? Yes, I always believe that we have guides and that it's okay to listen with open ears, open heart, open eyes, but also the decision, the final decision, always lies with you about what you make of that conversation, what you make of this relationship, okay? And it's interesting to see how this thread of truth that is within me and this real, and my truth is love, as I said, and that is always what steers me to my teachings, to my coaching or mentoring, to my clients, to doing what I'm here to do, to bringing through these messages. And I've truly been feeling this, the tests. I've been immersed in the tests over the last year and a half almost, where I've been experiencing different things to return back to love, to return back to my truth, which is love. Okay. And through every single experience, through every single test, I've had to go on a journey of discovery. And I've had to go on a journey of finding myself again and what love means within that experience that I was having. And what resonates with me, and I wrote about this in the book as well, Centaur Emergence, about how I approached friends and I asked them for advice and I said, what am I to do with about this? And having conversations and all sorts of things. And it was a case of the more I listened to them, the further away from my truth I became or I went. Okay. And so I all of a sudden found myself lost in a space of not understanding who I was and what I was here to do. And it took me a little while to get back to really diving deep into my own shadows, into my own nonsense, into my own inadequacies, to really go and say, okay, I'm here as a teacher of the truth. Let me find what that truth means so that I can teach from that space again. So, there is a sense that there's some fragmentation that's happening. And I want to speak into this as well. There's some fragmentation happening. And when I speak about that, I'm talking about soul fragmentation, okay? Where the messages that we receive can lead us on different paths, can guide us on different paths. Now, there could be the path of the ego, or it could be the path of the heart. Now, that path will help us understand who we are and who we are becoming. If we work from the ego, if we move from the ego, we become inflated. We're like, oh, I'm such a great Arcturian being, and or I'm a Pleiadian, look what I can do. And if we work from the soul, there is always humbleness. Okay. There's a sense of humbleness that comes with working with the soul or letting the soul work through you. So, as a teacher of the truth, that is not an ego statement. That is simply who I am and what I've come here to do. I am a teacher of love. And like I said, love can show up in many different aspects and facets where you can have fierceness, you can have crazy love, passionate love, you can have love that is nurturing and love that is that literally rocks you to your core and brings you to your knees. Okay. Love is all encompassing. It is the most intelligent, incredible emotion that we can tap into as human beings that help us act and step into higher states of consciousness and then access streams of compassion, streams of joy, streams of peace and bliss and to move beyond our states of struggle and fear and unworthiness. And so I feel that for us as teachers of truth, there's always coming back to that space of love. And also, what sets me free? What sets you free? Okay. What is the thing that sets you free? And what I mean by that is it listening to other people? Is it listening to what's going on social media or the news? Is it listening to your partner, your loved one, your wife, your husband, your children? Okay. And feeling like you're becoming more fragmented and becoming more in a space of where the ego drives your experiences and your decisions versus where your soul drives your experiences. It's not a bad thing having experiences from the ego, because in that space we learn so much. We learn so much, don't we? But it's always the sense of, okay, how do I move back to the soul? How do I come back to the soul? Ultimately, we are source. We are love. We are source. And we will always want to return back to that space of love and source. We are source energy in physical form. Even this physical body is energy, right? So the sense of where does your truth lie comes to a deep inner inquiry, a questioning of what is my truth? Who am I in my truth? How do I act? How do I speak? How do I show up? How do I listen? What do I take on board? What are my emotional charges? If I'm in love, do I have emotional charges? Or if I'm embodied in love, do I feel peace? And, are those experiences that are vibrating at that, or that I'm vibrating as love, are my experiences coming to me that are more compassionate experiences, experiences that I feel held and supported and loved? Or are these experiences that I'm having, because I'm still not vibrating at my level of truth, am I, bringing experiences that are absolutely helping me to come back more to that state of truth? But what is really needed right now is that we rise, that we choose what is our truth. What feels right for us? What feels good for us? How do we move closer to a space of love? And if love feels too hard for you, how do you move closer to a space of being kind to yourself, where you are not seeing yourself as unworthy, not feeling unworthy, not feeling inadequate, not feeling a sense of disconnection from yourself, but where you are receiving and you are giving love? Okay. The other thing is, I also want to talk about this little piece that's come across my field as well, where, I talked about the ego and I talked about the soul. When we begin to live more from the ego, the experiences that will come into our reality are the experiences that will be driven by the ego, okay? And we will begin to receive more people that are living in the ego. And so it is always that moment when the realization hits that I feel I'm disconnected from myself. I feel disconnected from source. I feel disconnected from my soul light. Okay. And I've had this. I'm not saying I was living in ego. I'm saying that I had experiences where I experienced ego. The difference between experiencing ego and the difference between experiencing soul, it's vast. Okay. There is an energy, energies, two different energies. This feels very soft, very nurturing. And this here feels like it's a push and a pull energy. That something has to be done, it has to be done, it has to be done. Okay. The soul never, never pushes, it invites always. So think about your relationships, think about things that is happening within your life and your business. If something feels like it has to be done and it's driven and whatever, perhaps it's coming from the ego decision. Oh. I have to do that because then I've got this certificate, and then I've got that, and I've got this, and then people will see me, and then people will love me, and then, maybe he'll see me, if I wear this short mini skirt and, dress up this way and dress up this way, then people will love me and see me, right? It's got nothing to do with that. When you're living from soul, then you radiate out that energy, then you radiate. There's a radiance that comes from you that is beautiful, loving, nurturing, gentle, powerful, magnificent. Then you do not need anything from anyone. Okay, and it's not ego-driven experiences. It is beautiful connective experiences that brings you deeper into understanding the multidimensional, multi-layered aspects of soul. And yes, we do, through the soul experience, also experience the shadow and the light. And it brings us to our knees when we all of a sudden realize that we've actually been living from ego experiences, and we've not been living from, through the soul. Okay. Because one thing I realized, and I can probably share my experience here with you. One thing I realized when I was listening to these other people telling me what to do, and I was kind of going, oh, that's what I mean to do. Right. And I was like, well, if I do that, then maybe this will happen and this will happen and then that will happen and my business will go better. And if I do what I'm being told by this spirit, by this person, and clearly it comes from spirit, maybe I will. Okay. But as I was sitting in this energy, it felt so wrong. It felt so off. It felt completely removed from who I am and who I really, what is my truth of love. Okay. And I had to sit here and I had to think about that. And I had to explore it. And I had to de-armor. And I had to come back to my soul, come back to my truth, and find what it really meant for me to be in my truth. Now, when you're working with higher beings, like I have and I am over many, many lifetimes, I've worked with very higher beings or the higher beings. Of unconditional love, beings of unconditional love. I don't want to call them higher beings because there's no hierarchy, there's no levels. Beings of unconditional love, okay? These beings of unconditional love are only inviting us to come to a space of realization, because through those realizations and awarenesses and raising of our consciousness, can we move into a space of mastery? They will guide us, but they will never push and they will never pull. They will never demand. Okay. And I realize that when we're in the space of ego, we can hear our truth less and less. However, the soul always comes through the gut, comes through that heart space, that feeling, telling us that something's not right. You're in this relationship. Why are you still in this relationship? The ego might go, oh, you're screwing up. Why are you still in this relationship? And the soul will come, what is the lesson here? How can you go deeper into this lesson and have the conversations that's necessary? Have the experiences that's necessary so that you can transmute, move beyond the struggle that you're experiencing, okay? And find your truth in that experience. But anyway, so these beings of unconditional love tend to sit back a little bit, even though like they're guiding, they give you your guidance, and then they sit back a little bit and they see what you do. And whether which path you go, you have free will. It's completely your decision. Yes, they're not going to let you go down a path which is completely throwing you off the wagon. Because then all the work that you've done is for nothing. And one key element which they're reminding me about now is spirituality. About maybe a month and a half ago, I really felt disconnected from everything that is spiritual. Because the spiritual, what is spiritual, has been skewed and has been changed, and it's not true anymore. People are into spirituality because it's a trend and it's a thing, and they have all of their gifts coming out, and they're like, oh, I can jump on the bandwagon and I can be this and I can be that and I can be this. And all of a sudden, the truth of who we are as spiritual beings, we are spiritual in essence, right? We've disconnected from that. And I've started seeing too many people out there creating experiences where they are not in their truth And they are teaching from this, and they are leading people down a path that is completely not for their highest, greatest good. And I became very disconnected from this whole experience of spirituality. What the word spirituality didn't make sense to me anymore. And what made sense to me was, what is my truth? Okay. What is my love? And I felt disconnected from source because I was listening to all of these other things going on and I lost myself along the way. And that's easy for us to do. We have to always come back to what feels real, what feels real, raw, good. Okay. Real, raw, good. If it's raw, it means that there's something that needs to be seen, be heard, be healed, be moved through us. Okay. What's real for us is what's happening right now in our experience, what's right now present for us. Okay. And to help ourselves come to the space of where we can deeply hold ourselves and stop for a moment and let the ego go to the side and just say, I am here right now in this present moment working with what is alive for me. Because if we keep on pushing it down and we keep on putting it into file 13, I call it file 13, that file never comes out of the cupboard. Okay, no one reads it, no one sees it, it always goes in the bin. If we keep doing that, then we cannot ascend, we cannot master. I read something about a woman saying, oh, we are well and truly ascending. That is not true. We have been ascending all our lives since we've come here from birth till we die, the day we die, and we moving into, you know, our spiritual aspects. We are constantly ascending. We are constantly learning. We're constantly evolving. So this beautiful journey of ascension, yes, we are moving through the space of ascension. Ascension simply means being aware and awake to something, okay? What am I aware of now that I wasn't before? What am I seeing that I cannot unsee, okay? And we have experiences that helps us ascend through our whole journey. So it doesn't just happen overnight. It's not like, oh, okay, Mother Gaia is ascending, so now are we all ascending? Yes, she has been ascending for many, many lifetimes. And so there is the sense that people think they know what's happening, and people think that they understand, you know, that what is actually playing out behind the scenes, but there are many different layers to it. There's many different aspects of this path of ascension that we as humanity are going through. And one particular path and thread is to understand what our truth is, what it means for us. And as you can already feel, I'm going to wrap up this live in a minute, but as you can already feel, anything or falsehoods around money, around security, around relationships, any falsehoods that we perceived being our safety, those are all being torn away. They are literally being taken away. It's like it's not going to be important for us anymore. The things that we once saw as important, if we do not step into, you know, as we step into our truth, those things will become less important to us because we're stepping more into a pure thread of love. And from that space of love, and this is what spirit says to me now, comes a new level of abundance, a new level of understanding of what connection means, what relationships mean. And so this is where we get to evolve because we've ascended beyond our perceptions. We've moved beyond that which we thought was not possible, which we thought was our reality. And now we're moving into what is possible. So, yeah, that's interesting. And the more we step into our truth, the more experiences we begin to have and move through that is bringing us closer to more love, more harmony, a sense of deep embodiment, a sense of deep knowing. If you're working from the ego, my loves, and you run your business from ego, that is probably your business is going to run dry, okay? Your experiences that you are having is going to bring you to a space where perhaps you are on your knees asking, what's next? What is my truth? Okay. So, and I am not exempt from this. I have been feeling it deeply, experiencing it deeply, and constantly searching, seeking, coming back to my truth. And that's why I can speak about it in this way, because I've been through it. And I'm so grateful that I have, because then I can share with you all of these experiences as we move through this incredible time that we live in. Okay. As we are stepping ever higher into our evolutionary state, our crystalline state, we're returning to our gold print, which is this pure state of consciousness where we are everything, and that we are all, and we are whole, and but we're living in our human bodies, embodied, and feeling, you know, the sense of peace and love within us. And also, and this is interesting because Spirit's saying to me, yet on the other side, we're still living through our human experiences with ease and grace, not feeling the emotional charges like we used to, feeling like we can actually move through life with more ease and more grace, because we're living from that truth, and therefore we can see truth around us. So we choose the experiences, we choose and we bring the vibrational experiences to us that then is of that vibration that we radiate out into this world. So there you go, my loves. If you run a business and you, and this is something that's Spirit saying to me now, if you run a business and your business has come to a standstill and you feel like, oh my gosh, you know, you're not getting clients in, if you feel on the edge, like you're having to pivot your whole way of thinking, being in your business, okay? This is a great time to go do a new roadmap. They're showing me how you sit down with a piece of paper and you go and write down in the center, what is my truth? What is it that is my non-negotiable? Where do I want to live from, breathe from, be from every day? What are my values? And how can I bring this that I want to be in, that I desire to be, that's my full and whole truth? How can I bring that into every aspect of my life? In my family, my business, my own personal self-care, you know, and my connections and experiences with others. So, and with the planet, your connections and experience with the planet. This world is going to and is changing, has been changing, and is going to change even more. I want to share with you quickly a message that I received. Would it be okay to share that with him? So I feel that this was a prophecy that came through. Was it last Thursday evening? I had a vision. I was half asleep, half awake, and I had a very clear vision of the full moon right in front of me. It was so beautiful and so bright. And I thought, why is it so big? It looks like it's like right by my face. And as I looked, a planet moved right in front of it. And I took my phone out and my cats were there with me, the ones I have now, my husband, my kids were there. It was like it was happening right now. Took my phone out and I took a photo of it. And as I took a photo of it, I noticed that there were these ships above, and they were like diamond shapes, but they had their bums cut off. So it was like a diamond shape, but kind of blunt at the bottom. And there were quite a few of them, and they came towards me, and as they hovered over me, I heard clearly the words, "You have 9 hours." And as soon as they said that, I felt within me that the 9 hours wasn't necessarily the 9 hours, but that it was the nine was very important. So over the days, I sat within this prophecy or this vision, and I asked Spirit, what does it mean? And it has basically worked out that it's bringing us to the eighth. Okay. So 9 days from that is the 8th of April. And I've asked many times, what will happen? What's going to happen? And I feel like there is something very significant that is going to happen for our planet. The energies certainly speak, and it speaks through my body. It speaks of something incredible shifting and happening for us as human beings. Like I mentioned in my live yesterday or the day before, it's happening at varying levels for different people. But people will experience through this process a huge amount of different levels of emotions, ups and downs, exhaustion, feeling disconnected from their reality is another one Spirit's saying to me. Disconnected from, your house, your family, whatever, your relationship, disconnected, feeling like you just want to be by yourself. And this is a real call for you to go deeper, go deeper, go within and ask the question, what is my truth? What do I need to know? So they're saying to me that this is an ultimatum. Okay, now remember I said to you, soul never pushes and pulls, right? But it's almost like we've come to another choice point. There's an ultimatum here. What do we choose? Do we choose the higher path of love and light? Or do we choose the struggle? Do we choose to be in a space where we are perpetuating the cycles of struggle, where we are, not opening our eyes to what's actually going on in this world? Are we oblivious to that which is the truth? And the more of us that see the truth, be the truth, allow the truth to permeate every aspect of our life and our business, the more the planet's energy is going to integrate, or the energies on this planet will integrate, and it will feel easier for us to move through whatever we're going through right now, which is a massive shift. As I mentioned, there's also a lot of talk of, things that's going on in the background, and all sorts of things that's trying to push us into a thread of lack and into, war and all sorts of different things. Let us stay the course. Let us stay in our truth. Let us vibrate. What is our truth? And through that, you will discover the truth of you, and you'll discover more of these experiences, and truths that will come to you. And Spirit's saying to me, it will be enough for you to move forward and evolve and move into the next stage of your evolution. Because it is like we are in the next stage of evolution. We're moving into, are we? They're saying we are in the next stage of evolution. Okay. We knew that it was going to be, I don't want to say tricky. We knew it was going to be intense. We knew it was going to be, there was a lot of stuff that was going to come up that needed to be dealt with and to be seen, okay, as humanity. And certainly me as an empath and a sensitive, and those of you out there that can really feel it, we can feel the extent of the energy that's here to work with us. Do not be afraid of it. Spirit's saying to me, do not be afraid of your own light and your own shadows. Do not be afraid of working with the energy within you, the energy that's around you. You are so much more. Okay, you hold the keys to your own wisdom, to your own soul gifts, to the love within you and the light within you. Okay, my loves. Mwah, much love. I can't even check if there's any comments, but I will check back. And if there's any comments, let me know. Put hashtag replay and I'll see you soon. Mwah. Bye.